bring an umbrella. That's what Christine Brohan was told on the phone on the night she and her siblings watched their mother die from outside the window of her room at Care Choice Nursing Home Ballynoe. Christine's mother, Kathleen, was one of 24 residents who died at the home in White's Cross between the 1st and 11th of February last year. Christine told Red FM News about the night her mother died.
So we spent, I'd say, just over 2 hours outside that window watching her die on her own. Not even one member of staff went into that room to my mum to check on her, to see how long more she was going to last. We could just barely make out with all the rain lashing off the windows that her breathing, her chest was starting to get slower. So that's how we realised in the end we think she's gone. Brother had to go back out the front again to tell that we think she's dead. So he did. He went out and he said, "We think my mum is after dying." And director of nursing at the time that was there came into the room to my mum, pulled the curtains, checked her, opened the curtains and went. It's something that's never going to leave me. I know it's not.
Pat Coyle's wife Veronica died at Ballynoe on the 8th of February last year after contracting COVID. He says families found it very difficult to get any information about their loved ones for weeks at a time.
Phone calls weren't answered. You were emailing. You were promised phone calls back. You weren't getting them. And that's just basically what was happening over the couple of weeks. Families were experiencing the same thing. And then they get a phone call out of the blue a couple of hours after being told she was doing well. They asked us to come in for a final visit. It was just a bolt out of the blue.
Pat says he, Christine and the other members of the bereaved families of residents at Ballynoe Nursing Home Group need answers.
It's been a struggle. We're trying to get answers and we're not getting any help from government. We're trying to come to terms, as the other families are, with what happened there. Too many people have died across Ireland, and what can be learned out of this is for the future benefit of future residents in nursing homes. They have to know they're going to be cared for properly. So definitely a public inquiry is needed. And some of the nursing homes, there needs to be a full investigation into them. Ones with high death rates. It needs to be explained on how so many people can die in a short period of time.
Christine says the past year has been incredibly difficult.
It's ruining people's lives. It's ruining families' lives. It's certainly ruined my life for this whole year. It's taken my life. It still is taking my life over. And I'm not going to get my life back, I don't think, until I get the answers. No matter how bad they are, I just need to know. I need to know.
In a statement to Red FM News, Care Choice described what happened at the start of last year as an enormous tragedy and say the nursing home was faced with unprecedented and extraordinary challenges during the third COVID wave, as almost all of their regular staff were either COVID positive or close contacts. Care Choice say the home was fully staffed at all times, and that they appreciate that no words can heal the pain the families and friends of those who died endured. They also offer their deepest sympathies. Red FM News has also contacted the Department of the Taoiseach for comment. Jamie O'Hara, Red FM News.